Mr. Goodpen. Hello, beloved, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of Bible study together as we're looking into the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23. If you heard the broadcast, the last broadcast, you will remember that I had mentioned to you about Martha and Mary, about wood, hay, and stubble, gold, silver, and precious stones, as we're told in the book of Corinthians. And Luke chapter 10 and verse 38 through 42 is the passage of Scripture that I mentioned to you concerning Martha and Mary. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet. Now, Martha had been sitting at Jesus' feet, but she decided it was time to get a meal, and so she got up and went to prepare a meal, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. And so we see that Mary had sat at Jesus' feet and was letting him serve her the truth. And Mary, as I mentioned before, as is recorded in Matthew 26:16 through 15, or 16 through 18, I guess it is, John 12:1 through 7, and Mark 14:3 through 9, these scriptures point out that Mary was the one who put the beautiful ointment, the costly ointment, upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And though she was condemned by different ones who accused her of having wasted the money, as if you can waste anything on the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus said, leave her alone, because she has done this for my burial. And so, beloved, she was the only woman that anointed the Lord Jesus Christ for his burial. And I believe it was because she sat at Jesus' feet, and the Lord Jesus told her that there was coming a time when he would be crucified and would die for the sins of the world. And Martha could have learned these things had she stayed seated at Jesus' feet. But yes, what she wanted to do was good, to serve the Lord. But serving the Lord many times in our own way causes us to be troubled and cumbered about many things, rather than yielding to the Holy Spirit of God and letting him lead us in serving the Lord in a manner and a way that would be effective. Now, we've been talking about false prophets, and we've been talking about preachers, and we've been talking about Jeremiah, and we've been talking about poor shepherds, poor leaders of nations that have brought judgment and trouble to their nation because of their wicked leadership. And here in Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 23, again the Lord speaking, am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places, that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? Oh yes, beloved, he is Almighty God. I have heard what the prophets said that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed a dream, How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart. Beloved, notice that. Which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal, this false god, Baal, that was so prominent among the heathen nations. The prophet hath a dream, let him tell a dream, and he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff of the wheat, saith the Lord? Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, that burns up the chaff, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Oh yes, beloved, God's word is like a fire. It burns up the dross in our lives. That's why we need to get into the word of God every day. I know there's so much going on, and there's so many things that attract your attention and that demand your time. But, beloved, reading God's word is never a waste of time. It's never a waste of time. It's a valuable investment of your time. God's word's like a fire. It burns up the dross in our life. It opens our eyes to truth. It's like a hammer that breaks the hardness of the heart. Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, these false preachers, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he saith. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord. They'll not profit my people, God says, because they're telling them things that are untrue. They're telling them lies. And when this people, or the prophet, or a priest, shall ask thee, saying, what is the burden of the Lord? Thou shalt then say unto them, what burden? I will even forsake you, saith the Lord. And as for the prophet and the priest and the people that shall say, the burden of the Lord, I will even punish that man and his house. Thus shall ye say, every one to his neighbor and every one to his brother, what hath the Lord answered, and what hath the Lord spoken? And the burden of the Lord shall ye mention no more, for every man's word shall be his burden. For ye have perverted the words of the living God, of the Lord of hosts, our God. These false preachers, these false prophets, and we have them in our world today. We have preachers that are trying to mix the Muslim religion with Christianity, and they're calling it Chrislam. And, beloved, you can't do that. There is no unity between false religion and the truth. And these things are bringing judgment by man's walking contrary to the word of truth. And so we see verse 37, thus shalt thou say to the prophet, what hath the Lord answered thee, and what hath the Lord spoken? For since ye say the burden of the Lord, therefore thus saith the Lord, because ye say this word, the burden of the Lord, and I have sent unto you, saying, ye shall not say the burden of the Lord. Therefore, behold, I, even I, will utterly forget you, and I will forsake you, and the city that I gave you, and your fathers, and cast you out of my presence. And I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, and a perpetual shame, which shall not be forgotten. The judgment of God that would come upon Israel because of their rebellion, because of their sin, because of their disobedience to Almighty God. Again, in 1 Kings chapter 18 through 46, we read about an ungodly leader a shepherd of the nation of Israel, the southern kingdom, split the division that took place under Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. And Elijah warned Ahab of judgment from Almighty God, 1 Kings 18:1, and it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria, because God said, I will withhold the rain, and thus there will be a famine in the land. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was of the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly, for it was so when Jezebel, the wife of Ahab, she was the wife of Ahab, he had married a heathen woman, and she worshipped false gods, Baal, and so she hated the prophets of God and cut off the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, Go into the land unto all fountains of water and unto all brooks. Peradventure we may find grass to save the horses and the mules alive, that we lose not all the beasts. So they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way by himself, Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah, the prophet, the true prophet of God, met him. And he knew him and fell on his face and said, Art thou my lord Elijah? And he answered, I am. Go tell thy lord, behold, Elijah is here. And he said, What have I sinned that thou wouldest deliver thy servant into the hand of Ahab to slay me? As the Lord thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom whether my Lord hath not sent to seek thee. And when they said, He is not here, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation that they found thee not. And now thou sayest, Go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and it shall come to pass as soon as I am gone from thee, that the Spirit of the Lord will carry thee whither I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. Was it not told you what I have done, and how I have preserved the prophets of God? Find out next time. Goodbye.